As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Glow and Tell. I am your host, Sophie DiLoretto, and I am so excited to be here with you today. This podcast has been months in the making, a true passion project of mine, and something that I've been so excited about that I've been talking about. You might have heard me mention it on my YouTube channel a few times, but really excited to finally be launching it because it's something, like I said, that's been on my mind that I've really been wanting to start, but it was just kind of an overwhelming process, and there was a lot of things I didn't know how to do, and I never made a podcast before, but we are finally here for the first episode, so I'm so excited. If you already know me from my YouTube channel or from real life, hello and welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't know who I am, my name is Sophie DiLoretto. I am 23. I live in Michigan. I love making content, especially YouTube videos on wellness, lifestyle, self-care, beauty, fashion, self-improvement, and self-improvement in general is a very strong interest of mine. It's something that I find very fascinating, and I feel like I'm always working to just better myself and have a better life, become the person that I really want to be. And I feel like whenever I give some little pieces of advice on my YouTube channel relating to these things, people really seem to enjoy it. And I felt like a podcast would be the perfect place for me to share all that I've learned, all that I can teach you, all the tips that I have. And it can kind of be like a little discussion and a place for you to really take a deep dive into wellness and self-improvement if that's something that you're wanting. Basically, my whole goal with this is to become the best version of myself, help you become the best version of yourself. We're all just working to live our best lives, live happy lives where we are well, we are healthy and happy, and we are embracing every day. And my real turning point for this was a few months ago, maybe at like the start of the year. I really got into reading nonfiction books this year. And before, I had only really read fiction books, maybe a few nonfiction books in my life, but I never found them quite as interesting. I never really wanted to pick up a nonfiction book, but after starting to read a few, I realized that they have so many amazing things in them, so much knowledge and information that I did not know before. And after talking with just some people in my life, I kind of realized that lots of people don't read nonfiction books. Not surprising. I know people find them boring, especially I feel like there's a lot of girls around my age, or I see like on TikTok, people are talking about like they just can't get into nonfiction books. And I totally get that. And I felt like as I was reading and just discovering so many crazy things in these really long, really densely packed nonfiction books, I felt like everyone just needed to know these things. So if a podcast could be a more digestible format for really anyone, I feel like I picture my audience as maybe girls similar age to me, but I know like my audience is more diverse than that. But I feel like for the girlies, there's a lot to learn, and there's so many amazing things that will really truly change your life that when I read them, they changed my life. And I know that a lot of people just don't know these things. So I was like, you know what? If I can kind of bring these revolutionary concepts to girls my age or anyone in a more digestible format, and if it helps at least one person, I feel like that's already accomplishing my goal. So because it's the first episode, I do want to just give you a little bit of backstory, tell you about what this podcast is going to be like. Also, the lighting, I'm working with natural light. It is going to be changing a little bit. So if you're watching the video version of this podcast, please bear with me on that. But like I said, I do want to give you a bit of backstory. So honestly, one of the biggest barriers for me in starting this podcast after I figured out all the logistics was deciding on a name. It can be a little bit indecisive. And I think it's because I want to pick the perfect name. And I even have had like a lot of trouble naming things like my pets. Like that's why I literally have a dog named Puppy, because we couldn't decide on a name and then his name just became Puppy. But I just wanted the name to be so perfect. I brainstormed for months. I literally would ask like every person in my life, what do you think about this name? What do you think about this name? Do you have any suggestions for me? And it was so difficult. I wanted it to encapsulate me and what I want the podcast to stand for and my vision for it. And I wanted the words to be cute. So I settled on Glow and Tell, as you can see. I think it's kind of cute because it's like show and tell, but glow because the goal of this podcast is that we're all glowing. We're becoming our best selves. I feel like that's what the glow represents. It's like our highest self, this light energy that we're all trying to radiate. And the tell portion is because I'm telling you about it. It's kind of a discussion. It's me sharing information with you. So I felt like it was fitting, but that's just in case you wanted to know, you know, what that meant. Now I want to tell you a little bit about what this podcast is going to be. I'm going to try to keep it short because I do want to just get into the topic of today, but we're going to be going deep into wellness and self-improvement topics. There might be some kind of more surface level things occasionally that are more related to like beauty, self-care, but we're going to be going deep into topics that maybe you've never even heard of. Maybe they're a little more obscure, but I'm going to be trying to prod your mind a little bit. And there might be podcast episodes that kind of go hand in hand with a YouTube video. Like maybe the podcast is, I don't know, for example, like a guide to fall. And then the YouTube video is like me doing all of the things I talk about in the video or something like that. That's just an example. But there will also be maybe episodes where I was inspired by something. Like a lot of times I've been reading a book and I'm like, oh my God, I can make a whole episode about this. Or I write down my thoughts from the book because I know that there's ideas about it I want to talk about. So maybe if you do read nonfiction books like that and you just want a place to sort of expand on them a little bit more, this can be that for you. And the other thing that I really wanted to do in this podcast is have little activities. So in every single episode, I'm going to try to have some sort of activity, whether it's like journal prompts or little exercises for you to do or like an activity that I want you to do so that we're all doing this together. It's not just like me lecturing you, but we're kind of working on it together and it will give you actionable steps so that you're not just left with a bunch of information that you don't really know how to handle and you don't know how to digest. And even if you can't like do the exercise right when you're listening to the podcast, maybe you can do it later. I seriously think that would be so much fun. And I think that's going to be really helpful for actually implementing these things that you're going to be learning into your life. So in terms of the order for the podcast, like the schedule, I was thinking about doing a little personal update for the first maybe like 5 minutes. I don't know if that's something you would be interested in. You can like leave a comment on the YouTube video, or if you're listening on Spotify or something, you can swipe up and leave a little comment and like let me know if that's something that would interest you or if you just don't necessarily care. Because I also kind of wanted this podcast to be a place for if you already watch me or, you know, consume my content in any way, for you to kind of get a little bit closer to me. I'm going to be talking about more personal stories. We'll be doing things like Q&As, like relationship advice, girl talk, different things like that. And so since this is like a more like personal extension of me, I thought doing a little update, like a life update about what's been going on with me in the first few minutes of the podcast might be nice. And then after that, we will get into the message of the podcast and the whole rest of it. Now on to today's podcast. I guess I will start with a little recap, a little update really quick. I honestly have just been really busy recently with lots of work related things. I've been working to get this podcast up, so that's sort of been my main focus, but I have also been taking lots of walks lately. I think I used to just take maybe like one walk a day, but I've been going and taking two or three or even four walks a day. And they're shorter walks. They're maybe like 15 to 20 minutes each, but I've found that it's so nice. It's like a perfect way for me to break up the day, especially when I'm just sitting at a computer all day and I want to just like take a little break. And I've also been spending a lot more time in my pool this month specifically. I feel like I didn't really use it to its full potential in like June and July, but I've been towards the end of July and August, I've been like taking a dip almost every day, and that's been so nice. My boyfriend is coming over today. I'm so excited. I think we might go thrifting, which I'm very excited, and I will be vlogging that, so that's really fun. And I think I'm gonna go to a sunflower festival this weekend. One of my favorite things to do every August is go to a sunflower field or a sunflower festival, because that's like their peak time to bloom is like mid-August, sometimes early September, and I love embracing the season in that way. I think I'll be doing that. I'm also really excited because I got some butterfly pea powder. You know what that is? It's this flower that they ground into a powder And if you mix it with lemonade, it turns like the prettiest purpley color. It's like amazing. It looks like a magic trick. So I'm gonna make some drinks with that today. I'm very excited about that. I just got a new couch. It's the one I'm sitting on. And I got it specifically for this podcast because I realized I didn't really have a place to sit. So that was kind of exciting. I feel like it's really made this room feel super nice. I'm also going to the beach tomorrow. I'm actually taking a little bit of like a day trip. It's like 3-hour drive. So that's quite a drive, but I'm going with my boyfriend all the way across the state to the west coast of Michigan. We're gonna spend the day at the beach and I literally can't wait because there's nothing I love more than a beach day. We'll leave it at that because I could just talk forever. But now for the topic of today's episode. I thought really hard about what I wanted the first episode to be about because I feel like that's another really big decision. And I already have so many ideas, so many things that I'm going to be making episodes about. But I wanted it to be something that's quite applicable to a lot of people, that a lot of people would be interested in. I feel like the first episode needs to be impactful and something that people want to hear. And I had a few different ideas, but I ultimately settled on, well, you already know if you clicked on this episode, but how to create your dream life, how to live the life that you've always dreamt of, attract opportunities and abundance into your life, and stop feeling victim to your own life. Stop feeling like you are, I think as my mom says, in a boat with no oar. Like the current is just taking you, you're just going along with it, and you need to stick your oar in the water and take control. I'm going to be talking about how to manifest, how to set goals and stick to them, and some of my best tips for literally creating your dream life. If you don't even know where to start, creating your dream reality. You truly do have the power to make the life that you want, and it doesn't even matter where you're starting from. Like if you're listening to me say that and you immediately have like self-limiting beliefs kind of come to mind, or when I say that you have some tension against it, you're kind of like, yeah, well, I can't do that. I feel like I thought the same thing, but I truly do feel like I've manifested my dream life in a year. Like a year ago, I was nowhere near where I am today. And that's not to say that I'm in some like crazy place right now, but I have attracted so many things that I've always dreamt of in the span of months. And I've truly seen changes in my own life that I know wouldn't have happened if I hadn't taken control, because you can keep going along doing whatever. If you have no direction in your life and you're just going with the flow, you're just taking it day by day and not in a good way, more so you're on autopilot. I feel like that's the term that I'm thinking of, where you're not really present in your days. You're kind of just taking it as it comes and you feel a little bit miserable. Maybe you're working every day, maybe you're in school, and maybe you kind of hate it and you just have to get through it and it feels like there's no end in sight and you feel like your dreams are so far away, or you're just not able to, despite how much you want your certain dreams or goals, you just can't seem to get yourself motivated, or you can't seem to get yourself to actually take action. Because I feel like I know so many people who I constantly hear them saying like, they want things, or I want to do this or this, but they don't do anything to actually make that happen. And I totally understand it, because it can be almost paralyzing when you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do, and you don't know how to get to where you want. But coming from someone who I truly feel like I've manifested so many things into my life, you can do it. And I also want to say, I think I'll make a whole episode about just manifesting in general, but you are manifesting whether you realize it or not. You're either manifesting good things that you want to happen, or you're manifesting bad things. So either way, you're doing something. Like by doing nothing, you're doing something. So I feel like that's something else you should remember. And the other thing is, I heard this quote, I think it was maybe in a book, I can't remember exactly what it said, and it's gonna bother me, but it was talking about how you don't want something bad enough until your desire for that thing outweighs the inconvenience of having to do it. If you constantly keep saying that you want something, you want this dream life, maybe it's a dream job, maybe it's you want to live in a certain place, but you aren't doing anything to make it happen, you don't want it bad enough. Like you just don't want it bad enough, because in the moment, your kind of aversion to doing it outweighs your desire to have it. Little story that goes along with this is like my YouTube story, because that's something that's been really impactful for my life recently. I only started taking YouTube seriously about a year ago. And before that, I had always wanted to be a YouTuber. During those peak beauty guru years, you know, when it was like Bethany Moda, Amanda Steele, all of those girls, I was just absolutely obsessed. I wanted to do it so bad. I would just watch their videos and I would think, I want to do this. I want to live this life so bad. And I was like 13 or 14 watching them. And all through middle school, I wanted to make his channel so bad. I kind of tried a few times, but there were so many barriers in my way. I was so scared of what people would think. I didn't know how to start a channel. Then even in high school, I actually did start a channel for real. And I did make my first YouTube video video and I fully edited it and I posted it. And I was never able to stay consistent with making YouTube videos because I was so focused on school. I never gave it the time because I chose to spend all my time on school. And I don't think that that was necessarily like a bad choice. I really did want good grades and I wasn't willing to sacrifice that. I had always had such a studious and academic centered mind. And then going into college, I had posted a few videos, maybe like 3 or 4 YouTube videos, but very inconsistently. I had like 200 subscribers, maybe posted maybe like 2, maybe 3 videos over the course of my 4 years in college. And when I finally graduated, I had been thinking about YouTube every single year, like every day it was on my mind. I couldn't even consume content anymore without just being like angry almost, because I wanted to do it so bad. And I felt like I just in my soul, I was like, I can do this and I want to do this. It was like my top goal every single year on my like New Year's resolutions. It was like start a YouTube channel and stay consistent with it. So I finally got to the point where once I graduated, I was like, this is it. I'm giving it a fair chance. I know I just graduated. Like I have my degree. I'm going to be applying to jobs and stuff, but I'm trying this for real and I'm giving it a real chance because there's no way I'm letting myself go through life without ever having given this like a fair shot. And so I started consistently posting in about June. And I, like I said, I had like no subscribers at that point. I can't even remember if it was like 70 subscribers or if it was maybe like 100. And throughout June, none of my videos really caught traction. Same with July. I started to have like maybe like 500 subscribers. I started posting twice a week in August. And that was because I graduated my summer classes and I was fully done. And one of my videos like kind of took off and it quickly got way more views than, you know, any of my videos had ever gotten. And I started getting way more subscribers and I hit 1,000 subscribers and I was like, oh my gosh. And I got monetized and brands started reaching out to me like all in the span of a month. And I literally felt like my whole life had changed. And I was so glad that I had given it the chance. And even though people in my life maybe thought I was weird for doing it, maybe they still think that when, you know, people I know see me making my little posts, but I don't care. I don't care anymore. This was what I wanted to do and I knew I could do it. And that was when my desire to have this different reality outweighed my aversion to figuring out how to do it and to setting aside the time and really dedicating myself to it and to not caring what people thought. So those are two little examples that can hopefully kind of give you an idea of what I mean. But now we're going to talk about the steps for how you can do this for yourself. So the first step is to picture your dream reality, your dream life. When I say those terms, I want you to take note of the first things that come to mind when I say your dream life. What was the first thing that came to your mind when I said that? You can maybe write it down. You can think about things like your dream career and your job. Like, what are you doing? Are you working from home? Do you have some cool remote job? Is it your dream job you've always wanted? Are you working at a company you've always dreamt of working for? Are you a YouTuber or a content creator? Get a good idea about that. Actually, this is a little journal exercise. So at the top of the page, or you know, in your notes or whatever, you can write like my dream life. And for career, write what your dream career is and what your dream job is, what you want to be doing, what you want to make a living doing. Don't think like, I want to be an artist, but it's really hard. It's really hard to get good. It's not going to pay well. I want you to take any of those aversions that you have just out of your mind, put those walls down. There are no limits here. There's no limit financially, because think about it. There are people who are making great money from every single profession and you could be great at it too. There's no limits. You have to believe that you can do it. So don't let yourself get psyched out. Don't let yourself think, well, this isn't possible for me. Just write down your dream career. Next, think about your living situation. Where are you living? Are you in an apartment? Are you in like a high-rise apartment in the city? Or are you on a little farmhouse where you have like your own garden? Are you living in Paris or Italy or a different country? I know for me, I'm always attracted to the idea of living by the beach and also by the mountains. That's always appealed to me. But get clear on what your home looks like. Literally picture it. Picture what your house looks like. Do you have really big windows? Do you have a beautiful big kitchen with really nice appliances? Do you have a beautiful bed with a canopy over it? You know, think about it. Get really clear on it, because the first step to this is getting very clear on what you want. And if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't even know what I want, that's okay too. That just gives you the freedom to really explore, like go on Pinterest, figure it out. The next thing you can think about is your family situation, even like just relationships in general. What does your family look like? Do you have kids? Do you have a dream relationship where it's a very healthy relationship and that's something that you want to manifest into your life? Is it even pets, even friends? Do you want to have a really great friend group or be more social? You can just picture in general your relationships and your social family or just like people in general. And you can write down what that looks like for you. The other kind of tenet of this is finances. You can think about your financial situation. You might not know, because I never know when I think about this, like how much money I exactly would want to have. I don't have a number, but you can write down that you want to maybe have enough money to do this, or you want to be able to live comfortably, or you want to be able to pay off your house or be debt free, or have this much money in your savings account. Write down your financial goals. And when you picture your dream self, yourself that is doing all the things you want to do and has the life you want to have, how much money do they have and what is their financial situation like? You can also think about your fitness. Maybe your dream self or in your dream life, you are going to Pilates every day. You are healthy. You are taking 10,000 steps a day, and that is what your dream self does. Picture that. Maybe you have like an at-home gym. Maybe you are doing cycling or you're running. Maybe you're doing marathons, you know, whatever your goals are for that. Write down some of your fitness and kind of like health goals. And then I feel like the last thing is just picturing your dream self, your actual self. What do you look like in this reality? Are you maybe wearing different clothes than you wear now? Or you have like a really posh wardrobe? I don't know why I said the word posh. Do you look really happy? Are you at peace? Like literally close your eyes and picture these things. How do you look? Are you really grateful, content, and hopeful and happy with your life? Write down some of the emotions maybe that your future self embodies, or the way that they look, or the way that they carry themselves. Are they very confident? And now when you're done with this, you should have at least an idea in your mind, but ideally write it down on paper and have a whole list of all of the things that your dream self has. And if there's something I didn't say that you feel is essential to your dream self, like hobbies that they do or whatever it is, write those down as well. But at the end of this, you should have a whole great idea of what your dream life looks like and what your ideal dream reality would be. And I also want you, just kind of as a side point, when you think about all of these things that you want or you think you want, I want you to think about why you want them and make sure that you actually do want these things that you think you want. Like, I don't know, I feel like even for a dream job, maybe all growing up, you were like, this is my dream job. I want to work at this company. Like my dream company would be this. And then maybe you grow up and you go to college and you get a job at this company and you're like, this sucks. I don't like working here. So imagine that you have all of those things that you wrote down, each individual one. Make sure that you really do truly want it and that it's not what somebody else wants for you. It's not even your parents' wishes for you, or it's not anything that anybody made you think you need to have or you need to do, but that you don't actually want to do. Make sure you want to do this. This is your life. There's always room to change if things don't end up being like the way you thought they would be, but I kind of just want you to make sure that the things you think you want are actually the things you want. Now that you have this whole list, the next step is you have to figure out how you're gonna get there. So I highly recommend, if there's something that you want, like a concrete thing that you wanna do, like starting a brand or starting a business or taking some really big leap of faith in doing something that's a little bit crazy and it's gonna take a lot of work. Like for me, it was honestly starting a YouTube channel. If you wanna do something like that, I really recommend getting the do it for yourself journal. That is so motivational and that will really help you get started. This is not like sponsored or anything, but I love that journal and that helped me a lot on getting started. But in general, you have to figure out how you're going to get there. So if you have this certain idea in your mind of something that you really, really want, write down the actionable steps to get there. So I'm just going to use the YouTube as an example again, because that's like kind of what's relevant to me. But for me, my goal for my dream life or whatever was I wanted to be a YouTuber. How am I going to get there? Well, I have to make a YouTube channel. I have to start posting videos. Maybe I have to learn how to edit. I need to create a posting schedule and I need to stay consistent with it. I need to post 2 videos a week or 1 video a week. So I wrote down these steps and what I needed to do to get there. And then I made sure that I was checking the steps off one at a time. Maybe each week I decided on a different step for myself. So like the first week I was like, okay, I'm gonna make a channel. I'm gonna set it up. I'm gonna pick my profile picture and I'm gonna make a channel banner and I'm gonna decide what my channel is gonna be like and what it's gonna be about. And then maybe the next week I started researching how to edit. I bought my editing software and I watched a bunch of YouTube videos so I knew that I could make really good quality videos. And then maybe the next week I started filming my first video. And like that, you have to take tiny steps to get there. And I will say, if you have a lot of different goals, because this was something I was thinking about recently and I was doing some research into it because I felt like I have so many things that I want. And I actually was thinking about this in terms of finances. I was like talking to a few people about it and I was saying like, there's so many things I feel like I need to save up for, but I don't know how to save up for all these things at one time because I feel like it'll end up being like only a little bit of money goes to each thing at once and it will take so long to get there to, you know, have even one thing. But I think there's like some saying, I think it's called the snowball method, maybe, does say that picking one thing and going for that one thing before you go for the others is like the best method. I think you build momentum by going for that one thing and maybe achieving that goal. And then you're like, oh, I can really do this. And then you're on to the next goal. It feels like it's way easier to only have to think about one thing and only be focused on one thing. And this was even something that I was kind of struggling with in terms of like social media, because YouTube was the main platform that I wanted to be a YouTuber. Of course, I wanted to make content on other platforms, but YouTube was like the main one. And then it started being like, I should be posting on the other platforms as well. I mean, it was like, people were like, why don't you post on Instagram? Do you have a TikTok? Like, why aren't there any videos there? And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it all. I've tried to figure out like, how am I supposed to grow all of these platforms at the same time when I'm still just in the beginning stages of growing my YouTube channel? And when I kind of did some research on it, people were saying that it really does work best to work on prioritize growing one before the others. And for me, I mean, I have gotten more consistent on posting on Instagram and on TikTok a little bit, but I still do prioritize YouTube as my main platform. And maybe eventually I will be more consistent about the other platforms, but I have been making YouTube my priority. And in that way, you make that one thing that you're putting so much of your energy and your effort into, you make that really shine. Whereas if you just did a bunch of things at once, you wouldn't be able to give your full energy and effort to any one thing. And all of them might make some small improvements, but overall, you might just start to feel kind of like burnt out and like your energy isn't getting you anywhere because you're not making huge strides in any one direction. That was something helpful that I heard that might be helpful for you, but write down the actionable steps that you can take to get to where you want to go. So now that you have the steps and you have the idea of what you want, you know what you want to do, make some goals for yourself to keep yourself on track. So maybe for me, in the terms of YouTube, that was like my goal was to post 4 videos a month or maybe 8 videos a month at that point. And then my other goal was maybe to have like 1,000 subscribers by the end of the month when I first started or something like that. I think actually when I started in August, my goal was to have 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. And I ended up hitting 1,000 subscribers in like a month. You know, your goals, they can come so much quicker than you think they will, but by creating goals and goals that are actually achievable for yourself, it can help you to feel more confident and have more confidence in yourself that you can actually achieve these things. Maybe you can make a goal for each different day of the week. So like on Monday, you can do some research on one certain aspect of this goal that you have. And maybe on another day, you can start working on a website or, you know, whatever these like little things are that you kind of need to work on. And this will vary a lot depending on what it is that you want to do. And if you're maybe still in school and your goal seems kind of far away, maybe at the moment, your actionable steps are to do really well in school so that you can have the life you want, or you can get really good grades and then you can get into the school you want. So maybe at that point, studying and spending more time reading your notes and like those can be your goals. So this definitely varies from person to person, but you need to make goals and it feels so good to be able to check them off. So you can make them really small. It's almost like when you make a to-do list for the day and you write down like everything. Like I write down, make breakfast, read, take a shower. Those aren't like huge monumental things that I'm doing in the day, but by checking them off, it's kind of like a good feeling. It's good to get everything down on paper. So make some goals, big or small. You can make like monthly goals, weekly goals. You can make yearly goals. What can you do today, this week, this month, and this year to get there and get really clear on it? The fourth step in this process is to manifest. So now that you have your goals, you have your actionable steps, and you have the idea of your dream life in your mind, it's time to get your head in the right place as well. The idea here is that we want to manifest it, but also let it go. We don't want to be desperate. There's definitely a different energy between having desperation versus wanting something, but being still okay and happy with where you are in your life right now. So we don't want to completely remove ourselves from our present reality and only be thinking about the future. We want to manifest it, put out those intentions into the world, do the work to get where we want to be, but not hyper fixate on it in the way that we're like I said, removing ourselves from the present. This can be a little bit difficult to master and perfect, but one of the like cardinal rules about manifestation in general is to let things go after you manifest them. So you don't let go of your desire for this goal and your desire for having this life life, but you let go of any desperate energy, any jealousy or envy, because sometimes that can accompany these wishes. Like if you maybe know somebody who's in the position you want to be in and you just feel jealous and envious and you wish that could be you, we want to let go of that. We only want positive, good energy. So the best way to manifest your goals is to raise your vibration on a daily basis. This is something else I feel like I could make a whole episode talking about, but just really quick, some ways to do this: changing your resting state from being depressed, from being really down, sad, unhappy, to seeing the beauty in everything, to just being a little bit more fun to be around. You're a happier person. My favorite way to do this is by listening to high vibrational music. I have a playlist on Spotify. I think it's called like Working on My Aura. It is a playlist that just gets me in a good mood. You can't not be happy when you're listening to really happy music. So I listen to that first thing in the morning. I get myself up. I'm bebopping around my room. I'm like dancing around. I feel good. I feel happy. And the other top way for me to raise my vibration, and it works without fail every single time, is doing some meditation and yoga, both of them, doing breath work, recentering myself and balancing myself. I do this at least once a day, ideally a few times a day. Also just taking a walk. I mean, you can do like walking meditations, they're called, where you're just very present. You're almost in a meditative state as you're walking because you're just so peaceful. You're noticing everything. You're really looking inwards. One of the best ways you can manifest while doing these vibration raising and centering activities like meditating is by doing visualizations. I feel like visualizing and doing visualizations is one of the most powerful ways to manifest the life that you want. I do this all the time. Do this as often as you can or want. You can do it when you're going to bed or when you wake up in the morning. I love doing it before I go to sleep. Close your eyes, take a few centering and grounding deep breaths. Take a few minutes to get completely centered and to kind of push away any thoughts that come through. Just acknowledge them and let them pass until you feel like your attention is very much inward on your body. You're not thinking about the outside world. Then start picturing this dream self, this dream life that you wrote down, that you created, that you want to have, and watch it like you're watching a movie. Watch every detail of it. I do this all the time, honestly, with like the house. I literally have a whole vision of this house that I want, and I picture myself running around the backyard. I have like a weeping willow tree. Maybe there's like a little pond back there. I have a beautiful house with flowers and a garden, and I'm frolicking around, and I just picture everything and feel like I'm really there. You can do the same thing. Like sometimes I do it for like my career aspirations, and you can do it for different things, different days, or you can kind of have a culmination of all these things that you want and you just picture it all at the same time. Literally put yourself there, like plant yourself in that reality and imagine that you already have all of those things. That is your real life. And think about how you feel, how happy you are to be there, how grateful you are, how amazing this is. And do that a few times a day, a week, as often as you can. That's one of the greatest ways to manifest. Try to step into that reality. Embody who that person is, what that person does. Like if you wrote down, yes, my future self is confident, she is glowing, she is happy, you are now going to be confident and glowing and happy, because by being that, by embodying that person, you are going to attract opportunities like that. Like how I mentioned that whether you know it or not, you are manifesting things in your life. You're making things happen, either good or bad. So by taking control of it like this, and by embodying the person that you want to be and already pretending like you're them, you're going to make these things happen. And one of the quotes that I love is, your present self wants it so bad because your future self already has it, or something like that. So I love to hear that quote because I don't know, it's kind of reassuring. So in order to manifest this life for yourself, it's a two-part combination. You have to do the work, but you also have to have the right mindset. If you want to be this happy, positive person and achieve all of these things and start a business, you're not going to start a business by just thinking about it every day. You know, you have to take the steps and take action to actually do those things. But by embodying this powerful, positive mind, you're putting yourself into a high vibe kind of attitude every single day. Not only is that keeping you happy and like calm, and it's literally good for your overall well-being, but by acting like you already have it and believing that it's yours, you will get it. I won't get fully into kind of this manifestation stuff because I feel like that's for another episode, but I do want to kind of dip our toes into the water of it because it's incredibly powerful. And again, I have some stories and things I want to talk about in the manifestation episode that are related to this, and ways that I actually manifested bad things to happen to myself by thinking about them so much that I literally made them happen and they wouldn't have happened otherwise. That's for another day, but I just want to prove to you that energy flows where attention goes. Where you put your attention is where the energy is going to flow. So if every day you picture this dream self that you just created and you think about what it feels like to be that person for a minute and you tap into those emotions, you tap into that feeling of success and happiness and you're proud of yourself. And literally when I think about this, like when I do this for my, you know, future self where I see myself in the future, I almost like forget that I don't already like have that life. I feel like I already do. It almost doesn't even feel like something like I hope happens. It's like I know it's going to happen. And it doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying the present moment because I definitely am. I just know that that's what my future holds. Like I don't even, it's not like I hope it will happen. So if you can get yourself to that place where you're like, no, this is what my life is going to be like. This is my one chance of life. I'm going to do everything I can to get there. You will make it happen. I promise. So there's like the mental portion, just a bit of that. My other favorite activity for this, just to like I said, we're dipping our toes into manifestation, is scripting, which is really just writing in a journal, writing like it's already happened. So you would say like, my business is going so well. I have orders coming in every day. People love my products. Like this is an example for maybe if you wanted to start your own brand. You could say ideas come to me all the time. My creative energy is overflowing. Or you could say like, I'm so excited and grateful to be living in California. My house is on the beach. Every morning I look out and I see the ocean waves. I watch the sunrise and the sunset every day. Like manifest like that. So you just write a whole story like it's already happened. This is your life. At the end, you can write a few things that you're grateful for, or you can just write like thank you a few times to kind of put yourself in that grateful headspace. But those are a few ways that you can kind of manifest this into your life. And the fifth step is kind of maintenance work to keep yourself in that good headspace. It's to reassure yourself every day. Maybe create vision boards. That is one of the best things ever. I've mentioned this a few times, but I made a physical vision board this year on a poster, and it's been such a fun, amazing thing for me to have. I look at it every day, and we're like halfway through the year, but I can just see that I've accomplished so many things on it already. So I totally recommend that. I would also recommend mindfully consuming content. If you really want to start a YouTube channel, maybe immerse yourself in watching so much YouTube that you can't even watch any more of it because you just want to make your own so bad. Like I literally got to a point where I didn't even want to watch YouTube anymore. Like, I couldn't watch YouTube videos and enjoy it because I was just like, I need to do this. I need to start a channel. I can't watch anymore. I want to be this person. Like I don't want to be that person, but I wanted to be in that position. I wanted to be doing that so bad. So maybe immerse yourself in that thing fully so that you can't stop thinking about it. Make sure that you're on yourself about achieving your goals. You don't just let it fly by and swipe past you. Maybe you start watching lots of like productivity videos on YouTube so that you keep yourself on track. Maybe you watch goal setting videos. This is something you want. This is something you will get. You already have it. It's already yours. You want it so bad because you already have it in the future. And another little activity you can do each day is write affirmations every day. This is so, so helpful. Maybe you could pick a different affirmation every day. Look at one affirmation and really fully embody it. So maybe the affirmation is like, I am successful and opportunities come to me every day. And you write it a few times and you say it a few times. And the other thing you have to do with an affirmation to make it really be impactful is to step into it and to really believe it. So like think about what it feels like to be successful and what it feels like to have opportunities flowing to you. And that is how you will get your manifestations, the things that you want, so much more quickly. Promise you, I've seen this happen in my own life. And when I've really put my mind to things and when I've gotten myself in this good headspace and I did my affirmations, I did my scripting and I did the work and I made my goals, I made my dreams come true. And you can do it too. That sounds very gimmicky, but I feel strongly about this because I want all of us to be living the lives we want to live. I mean, like this is our one life. This is this chance that we have, this beautiful gift of life. There's so much to love about it. There's so many things to be grateful for. And I think we all want to be able to get to the, you know, end of our life and look back and say like, I am proud of the way I spent it. I did all the things I wanted to do. I enjoyed my time here. I made my dreams happen. I'm proud of myself for being so disciplined. And I am where I am today because of the fact that I put my mind to this and I made it happen. So I hope that that could inspire you. I hope you could follow along with this and do these little activities. And I really really encourage you to try. There's a reason that you're feeling so magnetically drawn to whatever it is that you desire. So don't forget that. Remind yourself of that every day. Take out any desperation and envy and just replace it with happiness, gratitude, good and positive feelings that we are all going to get to where we want to be. But at the same time, we're happy with where we are right now and we are balanced. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please give this podcast a rating if you enjoyed. I would be so happy to hear your thoughts about the podcast. If you want to leave a comment on the YouTube video, or swipe up and leave a comment if you're watching it on Spotify. I would love to know your thoughts about this podcast and it would really help me out. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you in the next episode. Bye guys.